اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein is fine. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
All right, and Hassan?
Fine, sir.
So everyone is fine, alhamdulillah, here. So brothers and sisters, we hope you are fine and happy, inshallah. So inshallah, today we will talk about ayah 79 of surah An-Nisa on page 90. So Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, like you, we recommend our brothers and sisters to open their Quran, inshallah, and listen to the recitation along with us, right? Let's go and listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا.
That was amazing. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, the reciter, to the reciter, MashaAllah. So I will read it, this ayah, and let's see what Allah Almighty says in the Book of Guidance, in the Quran, in this ayah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. Wa ma asabaka min sayyatin فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا. So what does Allah Almighty say? ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله. Whatever good things, good happenings, okay, adventures befalls you is from Allah Almighty. Okay. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And whatever ill or evil befalls you is from
your nafs.
Your nafs, yourself. مِنْ نَفْسِكَ, yourself. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. O Prophet, we sent you as an apostle, a messenger to mankind. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And Allah suffices as a witness. Allah is enough as a witness. Okay, in the previous ayah, like أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. So they, like people had this belief, okay, talking to the Prophet. They were saying that Allah Almighty says from there, Allah Almighty quotes them, okay, says what? وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Whenever good things happen to the people, okay, they would say that وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. They would say, oh yeah, this is a good thing. Then وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ, if something bad happens to them, what would they say? They would say that يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Oh Prophet, you did it. You're in charge of this. Why did you tell us? Why did you tell us, okay? Actually, this kind of, it means that they are complaining the Prophet, okay? This way. And this is not good. So Allah Almighty says in this ayah that مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Look, whatever good things happen to you, it's from Allah Almighty. It's the blessing of Allah Almighty. Okay? وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. If something bad happens to you, it's not because Allah, God forbid, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, Allah is bad. Allah is evil. God forbid. Okay? It happens, Allah Almighty make this happen, okay, to you. No, it's because of you. Why? There is. I think Fawad is going to ask
the
question.
So what if it's something bad happens to you in the mm-hmm. term of punishment?
Look.
So you can blame.
So why Allah Almighty punishes us? It's because Allah Almighty is punishing, He punishes us? Or no, it's because of ourselves.
What? So it's still
wait.
So still the bad things that happen to us is because of our own acts.
Yeah, your own sayya, your own sins. Why does a teacher, for example, a teacher had given you homework, okay? So you didn't do your assignments. Why does the teacher punish you, for example? Is it because the teacher is bad? Huh? You have not done what you were supposed to do. Okay? So it means that sometimes because of imperfection, we are not perfect. So we might not know a lot of things, okay? The reasons, or we might fall into mistakes, okay? So these mistakes have like what? Results. The results will be like punishing from Allah Almighty, sometimes reminders from Allah Almighty, okay? These things. So we don't have to think like Allah Almighty, God forbid, He is our enemy. So He makes us fall into trouble. He makes us feel pain, for example, these things. No. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. That's the last point I want to say. Allah Almighty tells to the Prophet that وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ or لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
لِلنَّاسِ.
لِلنَّاسِ. What does nas mean?
Humankind.
People. Humankind. Not only Muslims. So our Prophet is the last messenger of Allah Almighty, and it is not a prophet for only and only Muslims. All right, only and only for Muslims, no. For the humankind. Rahmatan lil
alamin.
That's all. Okay? Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah. Learn more, the details, the explanations. All right? Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Our brothers and sisters.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, time to go to?
Tajweed rules.
Let's mention some of the important ones. Ma asabaka. Ma has a light sound, an a sound. Asabaka has an a sound. So, this A sound is called heavy sound. The A sound is called light sound. So we got light letters. We got what?
Heavy letters.
Heavy letters. Whenever you have the heavy letters with the alif mat or with the fatha, you pronounce them heavily. So these are the heavy letters. One. Huh? Tell us the eight heavy letters.
Of.
Let's in order. Kha. Ra. Huh? After Sheen, what is there?
Sad,
Dad, Adad, Ta, Va, in order, all of them. Ta, Sad, Dad, Ta, Va, Kha, Ra, Ghain, and the final one? Qaf. Okay, so these eight letters. So whenever they have Alif Mat with them, you should pronounce them with an A sound. For example, Asabaka, do not read it Asabaka. Asabaka. When you pronounce it with a heavy sound, the pronunciation of the letter sad as well becomes correct. If you say asabaka, it becomes a sin. Asabaka, it becomes a sad. Very easy. Asabaka. All right?
Yeah.
That's it. Ma asabaka. The mad is not wajib here. So min hasanatin, about tanween and nun sakin, we have a lot of like four different rules. I mean, like idgham, ikhfa, huh? Tell us.
Idhar,
and iqlab. So, min hasanatin, min hasanatin. Nun sakin plus ha, idhar. It matters. The letter that comes after nun sakin or tanwin matters, okay? It tells you what rule you have to apply here. If there is ha, ha, hamza, ayn, ghayn, kha, change nothing. Just read the way it is. If, Fawad, tell us, the six Yarmunun letters.
Ya, ra, mim, lam,
waw, nun. So these five, six letters, whenever they appear right after the tanwin or nun sakin, what rule do we apply, Hussein?
Idgham.
Idgham. So what does idgham mean?
To hide?
No. Are you sure?
To merge.
Or join them together. Good job. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay. So you merge, you join them together. For example, we don't have it here, yes? Oh, فَمِن نَفْسِك. Look. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِن سَيَّاتٍ فَمِن نَفْسِك. Nun, ساكن, plus nun. Merge them. فَمِن نَفْسِك. So what if we have the letter ba, Hassan? The letter ba right after the tanwin or nun sakin. You apply the rule?
Iqlab.
You change the sound of nun to a meme sound and then hide the sound of meme. Pronounce it hiddenly. Very simple. So we don't have an example here for iqlab, but for the rest of the letters, you apply the rule?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. So what does it mean?
It means to hide the sound
got
of.
Got it. So the nun sound or the tanwin. Tanwin is actually the nun sound. So how do you hide it? N sound is pronounced with a nasal sound. Read it. This is nun.
Yes.
Hide it. Okay?
Exactly.
So, for example, you got this example. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ This way. Just murmur with yourself. Okay? This is the nun sound. من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من فمن نفسك. Look, nun is pronounced correctly here.
Yeah.
But with إخفاء, it is not pronounced correctly. Correctly, I mean completely. So, فوات وأرسلناك أرسلناك. Ra is pronounced.
Heavily,
تفخيم الراء. All right.
Yes.
Whenever the raw has a fatha or there is a fatha sound before, you pronounce it heavily. أرسلناك للناس النون مشدد. رسولا changes to
رسولا.
رسولا. In case you stop here.
Yes.
So جيم is there. جيم tells you you can
stop or continue.
Stop or continue. If you stop, رسولا, the تنوين فتحة changes to
ألف مد.
ألف مد. How do you read it? رسولا.
رسولا.
لا. Okay. If you continue, تنوين plus واو.
رسولا
you join it to the next
وكفى.
Word. All right. You apply the rule إدغام. Merge them.
رسولا
وكفى بالله شهيدا. شهيدا also changes to شهيدا.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
So را if it's ساكن. If there's any other vowel before. The letter waw, like, and fatha has a kasra, then right. It is still pronounced heavily or lightly.
Look at the
or
letter
it
right before.
Depends.
No, at the letter right before the ra.
So
there is a hamza.
So ra's. So ra's vowel is not important.
The ra, if it has a vowel, you pay attention to its vowel sound. If it is sakin, you look at the letter before it. The sound before it. If it is a kasra, for example, ir, you read. Okay? Or ar, ir, ar. Look, e sound, a sound. If there is an a sound, ar, heavily. If there is an e sound, lightly, ir. Got it?
And what about dhamma?
Dhamma, that's heavy. Or. So, that's it. Let's practice the recitation. And alhamdulillah, we've mentioned the important tajweed rules. Ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat, please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله
وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك
وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك
وأرسلناك للناس رسولا
وأرسلناك للناس رسولا
وكفى بالله شهيدا
وكفى بالله شهيدا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We hope inshallah this session was useful for you. علي ناصر فواد حسن and حسين, thank you so much. Thanks a bundle. Inshallah Allah bless you inshallah. Thanks for being with us. Allah Almighty bless you all. See you in the next session. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان